Wessels, Andrew. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. August 9th, 1905. My dear brother Andrew, I have received and read your letter. I am so thankful to our Heavenly Father that His Holy Spirit is striving with you and that you are recognizing this divine power. I advise you to leave Africa and by this means separate from your associates. I fear that if you remain where you are, you will not have that help which would strengthen you in your new resolve. Come away in the strength of Him who paid the price of His own life for your soul's salvation. The Lord told Abraham to leave his own country and his father's home. Why? Because He knew how strong would be the temptations that would assail him if he remained. He wanted His servant to separate from every species of idolatry, and He therefore bade him leave his own country and go to a country that He would tell him. The Lord is calling you, as He did Abraham, to leave your country and your friends. He points you away from your home and your friends, who are your worst spiritual enemies. Do not wait too long before deciding to obey His warning, and so become earthbound. Change your surroundings. Cut loose from your associates. Leave Africa as soon as you can. But in coming to this country, do not make the least connection with Battle Creek. There will be other openings for you here. You should attend school where you can have the best spiritual advantages. Come to California, and then we can plan together. Your past associations have been leading you to just where I was shown they would lead you, to spend thrift habits and self-indulgence. God has given the Wessels family much light. I praise Him that hope has been stirred in your heart and that you have a desire to serve Him. The light given me 6 or 7 years ago was that John was to do all in his power to induce his brothers to leave Africa. Had he obeyed the message, what changes would have taken place? But he did not heed the word of the Lord, and by letters that I have recently received from him, I know what he realizes what he has lost. Will you not realize that eternal life is of more value than all the gold and silver that might come into your possession? You have already spent heavily of the Lord's money, and what have you to show for it? How much better would it have been had this money been invested in the Lord's cause? May the Lord lead and guide you, is my prayer. May He help you to break away from the influences that bind you.